Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon. And the Democrats' debate last night was interesting. I think that's the best way to describe it. One of the things that's coming out from the folks running for the Democrats' nomination is that they will do or say just about anything. And the underlying concern seems to be a knowledge that they can't really get a lot of traction running against President Trump by simply running against President Trump. And so they're declaring President Trump to be a racist, and they're saying that anybody who supports the president is also a racist, which is kind of interesting, given that two of the leading candidates, Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren, along with Joe Biden, have embraced in no small part Al Sharpton, the Reverend Al Sharpton, who has built his career on frauds like the Tawana Brawley fraud, and has been in the center of some vicious, vicious anti-Semitic campaigns. Now, the Coalition for Jewish Values represents more than 1,000 traditional rabbinic leaders, issued a statement, and I wanted to bring in Rabbi Yaakov Menken, who heads up the group, to talk a little bit about this. I'm happy he's here. Rebbe, thank you for being here.
And thank you for having me.
So let's jump right into this. You have leading Democrats running for president who want to tell us, as Elizabeth Warren said, as Kamala Harris said, that Al Sharpton has allegedly spent his life fighting for what's right, working to improve the nation, dedicated his life to the fight for justice for all. How completely and totally untrue is that?
It's hard to get worse. The idea that this man spent his entire life fighting for justice, his entire life fighting for what's right, means that inciting riots, inciting murder of Jews, is fighting for justice.
Mm-hmm.
As we said in our statement, it's hard to imagine a person with any sensitivity for the Jewish community making a statement like that. And when you're talking about Harris and Warren, you're talking about experienced politicians who were around in 1991. I would understand if one of your younger listeners doesn't know about this pogrom in Crown Heights.
Mm-hmm.
But the two of them certainly ought to know his past.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about this. You talk about Crown Heights. We talk about Yankel Rosenbaum. Tell everybody exactly what happened and what Al Sharpton's role was in all of that.
Well, what had happened was that there was a tragic auto accident in which the apparently it was the Lubavitcher Rebbe's driver. So it was the leader of the Crown Heights Jewish community, essentially, who was involved in a car accident where they struck a young boy. I believe he was from Ghana, and he passed away. And actually, because of the crowd that was forming, the driver was rushed away from the scene by the police so he wouldn't get hurt. And next thing you know, they're blaming the Jews, they're claiming they ran him down, they're claiming the Jewish ambulance service did not treat the black child, absolutely none of which was true, and then the riot started and Yankel Rosenbaum was murdered. The next chapter is that Al Sharpton comes into this situation, and instead of working to defuse tensions and in order to just have a peaceful dialogue and restore peace in the community, and this is after a murder has already taken place,
mm-hmm.
and he's leading chants of no justice, no peace, and he's leading the rioters in a march where they go down the street with chanting anti-Semitic slogans, burning the Israeli flag, you name it.
Wow. All right. So is it possible Is it possible that the Reverend Al Sharpton was somehow unaware of what really led to the situation in the first place?
Well, it would be hard to imagine that the guy who called the ambulance company, an apartheid ambulance service in the middle of Brooklyn, was unaware of the whole story.
Right.
And he knew exactly what had happened, but he also knew the lies that were being told about how the ambulance had not treated the black child, which was completely false.
Now, he, as you said, he refers to it as an apartheid ambulance service. Just so everybody understands, there are a number of organizations that have volunteer ambulance services. But as part, as I understand it, part of being licensed by, in this case, the state of New York, you can operate your own ambulance service, but you have an obligation as a first responder if somebody's injured to render aid.
That's absolutely true. And there's also a news story. It's more recent, but I believe her name was Carolyn Quinn. When she was running for mayor of New York, one of her aides passed out during a rally on a hot and muggy day, just kind of like this one, mm-hmm. at least before the rain. We had some rain up here in Baltimore. Carolyn, this was in New York City, and they waited about half an hour for a city ambulance to show up. At which point, one of her other aides or somebody else at the scene called the Hatzalah ambulance service, and 2 minutes later, along comes a group of Jewish volunteers picking up this poor girl and getting her treatment.
Interesting. All right, now let's talk about was it Freddy's Fashion Mart? That was another Al Sharpton operation, was it not?
Oh, it sure was. Freddy's Fashion Mart owned a it was a whole strip mall. And the employees were not Jewish, but the owner was a guy named Harari, a Jewish guy. And along comes Al Sharpton saying, we're not going to let this white interloper push out a black brother. Hmm. Now, there was a black record store there, but it was actually a black church that was trying to expand that asked the owner of Freddy's Fashion Mart, could you not renew the lease for the record store? Let them go somewhere else because we need to expand our church. Hmm. So that was actually, in other words, it was actually on behalf of a black client, but it didn't matter to Al Sharpton. The facts did not matter if he could antagonize the black community against the Jews.
So at the end of the day, Rabbi, and Rabbi Yaakov Menken is joining us with the Coalition for Jewish Values. At the end of the day, we have seen Al Sharpton treated in a way that I'm not sure anybody else has ever been treated, right? All of this stuff is simply pushed aside or it's ignored. His opinions, his approval now sought out with his National Action Network. Left-wingers from all across America travel there and basically ask him to give them some sort of a blessing.
It's scary, but it's been going on for years. Yeah. I mean, the Tawana Brawley case, which you mentioned before we started speaking, he was found guilty of libel. It was obvious that if he did not know the truth and he was openly lying, then he had a real indifference to the truth, since it was pretty obvious to anybody who had investigated that she was making up the story as she went along. So he had to pay a $65,000 libel judgment, which back in the 90s was a serious amount of money. It still is, actually. I mean, think about it. And what happens is that his supporters paid the judgment for him, so he wouldn't have to deal with it.
Right.
He had people who were so devoted to Al Sharpton that they're going to pay the man $65,000 libel judgment.
Wow. And we should talk a little bit about the police officer, the assistant district attorney. Their lives were ruined as a result of the Tawana Brawley allegations.
People don't like to talk about how false accusations ruin lives, but that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about police careers totally sidelined that and essentially, you know, lives upended, people who had to go into hiding,
mm-hmm.
all because of an accusation that was completely false from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And Al Sharpton was the leading force behind that false accusation. So, you know, it's not just about Jews. It's about Jews, police, white people, anybody he can take aim at. And he's antagonizing people against them. And these are the people. This is the guy that Warren and Harris are telling us has been fighting for justice all his life.
So I'm curious, Rabbi, as you have spoken out, as your group, the Coalition for Jewish Values has spoken out, have you heard back from any Democrats saying, oh, my gosh, this is appalling. We'll do something about it?
Well, not a word. They, you know, it may be to represent 1,000 rabbis. We've also been around for, you know, 2 years, and we're not talking on the right side of the aisle for them to listen to. So they think they can just ignore us and the truth will go away.
Yeah.
I really hope your listeners are thinking about this and thinking about who people are supporting for president on, you know, on that side of the aisle. The fact that Warren and Harris are being taken at all seriously is pretty scary for the country.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rabbi. See, I go through this on a weekly basis at Shul, where following services, I am subjected not to a discussion of the Parsha of that week, but to a recitation of the terrible ills that conservatives have rendered to America and why any Democrat is better. But there are bagels, and I guess that's what I'm told is what brings us all together. I'm appalled. I'll tell you the truth. I am appalled at those in my section of the Jewish community who truly have adopted a left-wing ideology in place of our faith.
Well, if you look at our values and what we believe in and what Judaism is all about, I mean, there's a reason why the founding fathers called them Judeo-Christian ethics.
Yes.
The founding values of this country are an expression of biblical values that Jews of all people ought to be promoting. And in fact, that's what our organization is about, is representing what actual Jewish values are against this idea. And unfortunately, the liberal movement adopted progressivism as their religion.
Yes.
And they did this when they broke away from traditional Judaism back in the 1800s, and they've never changed.
Do me a favor, for those who would like to get some more information, maybe join your mailing list, find out what the Coalition for Jewish Values is doing, what they're all about. How do they do that? What's the best way?
The easiest way is just to go to the website, which is cjvalues.org. C as in coalition, J as in Jewish, and then values spelled out .org. And they can see and they can learn. And as we articulate frequently, you need not be Orthodox or traditional. You don't even have to be Jewish to support Jewish values, because these really are the founding moral values of America.
No question about it. Rabbi, I appreciate so much you being here. We'll get a link up on our website, our social media as well. That's Rabbi Yaakov Menken. And I think it's a fascinating piece of this puzzle, isn't it? To talk about Al Sharpton. To have Al Sharpton now embraced by every one of the Democrats running for president, and they are willing to turn a blind eye to all of the terrible things that he's done. MSNBC said, yeah, we're going to give him a show. He parachutes in around the country, depending on the situation, exploits it, right? He does. He exploits it, and then he travels away. And you have the leading Democrats now embracing a guy who has, he's got a record of being rather antagonistic to certain folks. President Trump the other day said that Sharpton is a bigot, a racist, he hates whites, and he hates cops. And instead of anyone saying, maybe we should look at that, of course, President Trump was attacked. It's a bizarre situation. I wonder if we'll talk about, you know, maybe we should. I'm going to ask Howard Gutman about that at our next Politics and Pints. Remember, Politics and Pints is coming up September the 25th. This is the next one at the Funny Bone. We do have tickets available right now. I would urge you to get them before they are sold out. Every time we do this, it sells out. Even though we keep getting bigger and bigger rooms, it keeps selling out. So please go right now to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. Get your tickets for Politics and Bites. It happens September the 25th at the Funny Bone in Short Palm. Now, here's the recommendation that I'm making. If you would ordinarily buy one ticket just for yourself, buy two. And that way there's going to be somebody else who wants to go along with you. I promise you. If you are going to buy two, you and your husband, your wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, get four. Make it a couples sort of an event, and you will have people. I guarantee you, there's going to be people walking up to you going, hey, you know about Politics and Pints? Yeah. Oh, man, the tickets are sold out. And you're going to say, guess what? I've got an extra pair. So you need to do it. Be forceful. Be out front. NewsRadioWRVA.com. Jeff Katz, NewsRadio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.